You are listening to the Archaeology Podcast Network.
The Archaeology Podcast Network is sponsored by Codify, a California benefit corporation. Visit Codify at www.codify.com.
This is episode 99 for the 9th of April, 2017.
My name is Daniel Kwan. I am an educator at the Royal Ontario Museum and one of the co-founders of Roleplay Toronto. So I'm also a PhD candidate and archaeologist at the University of Toronto. What I've done is kind of leveraged my education into a position where I can, you know, do something very fulfilling. At the Royal Ontario Museum, I teach teenagers history and science, writing and social skills, using Dungeons and Dragons.
That is so cool.
So I've been playing Dungeons and Dragons for about 17 years. And I got a lot out of it. Playing Dungeons and Dragons actually got me into history, got me into science, got me into writing, and got me into reading. And so using my PhD and the credentials of being, you know, a graduate student and a professional in a social science, I've kind of created a program at the Royal Ontario Museum where kids come and I lecture on archaeology and history, and then we play Dungeons and Dragons.
Nice.
We write stories, we do art, and we work on our social skills. And it's a really awesome time. And
that's not ideal.
Well, we've just been interrupted by something nautical. That gives the podcast more charm.
Yeah, some environmental features from, I think that was a cruise ship docking?
Probably a cruise ship or something like that,
yeah.
But... I'm trying to use my academic credentials and my academic experience and give back to, like, the new generation. And, you know, the goal is to not inspire hundreds of students to become archaeologists. The goal is to inspire them to pursue passions, to whatever they're interested in. And that, you know, those interests can be in a museum, or if you don't see them in a museum, you can make it possible at a museum. I also co-founded a small organization called Roleplay. With two colleagues of mine, a special ed teacher and an occupational therapist, and working out of the Center of Social Innovation in Toronto with a collective called Dreamweavers, we use Dungeons and Dragons to teach adults with autism spectrum disorder social skills and how to communicate. So on one end, I'm working with 10 to 14 year olds, you know, teaching history, science, and writing through gaming. On the other end, I'm teaching 18 to 40-year-olds social skills through gaming, all while using sort of archaeological knowledge and archaeological skills and things, you know, you employ as an archaeologist, like communication and
teaching. That is some really, really creative interdisciplinary collaboration.
The key to becoming a successful archaeologist or somebody with an archaeological degree is to find your own niche. And kind of build yourself up from there.
Yeah.
And, you know, I happen to be like a giant geek. And, you know, why not? And I have a passion for teaching. Let's combine the two with my archaeological knowledge. And that's kind of what I do.
Yeah. And like you had mentioned, you've been playing D&D for a long time.
Yeah.
And so you've made it pay for you.
I've made it. It pays my bills. It's what pays for my podcasting equipment.
That is so cool.
And, you know, I get to do something that I've always loved.
Yeah.
It's something that I find super fulfilling.
Yes.
Academia can wear on you. And sometimes you don't feel the immediate effects of your work, if that's what you're going for. You know, I'm interested in kind of using my education for like a broader audience, and you know, teaching Dungeons and Dragons and teaching at a museum is one way of doing it, and then my podcast is another way.
Yeah, that's really cool. And it also seems to be, if not instant gratification, shortly delayed gratification.
Shortly delayed. Yeah,
work in archaeology tends to be very delayed gratification.
Very, very delayed.
Yeah,
and that's not to say that it's less valuable,
right?
But it's just different.
Yeah.
It's just different, and sometimes you need that instant gratification to make the long-term worth it.
Yes.
Or to let you make it to the long-term goals.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, I feel like if you're a scholar, if you're an archaeologist, and you have skills at communicating, and you have other skills that could be used to transfer your knowledge and experience to other people in unique ways, you owe it to your discipline to do that.
Yeah.
We were talking about this on your podcast, Go Dig a Hole, about, you know, giving back. doing something with archaeology that might not be research.
Yeah.
And this is one of the ways that I do it.
Definitely. Well, everybody, keep Daniel on your radar. Listen to his podcast, it's Curiosity in Focus. Follow him on social media. He's doing a lot of really creative things. And one of the things that we mentioned on the Go Dig a Hole podcast that I'll just mention here briefly is that things like working with D&D to apply archaeological principles and work with, you know, human behavior and personalities and stuff, and then also with podcasting and vlogging and social media activity, those are things that are not traditionally seen as legitimate
mediums.
Pursuits, mediums in academia. But these are things that you're working very, very hard at, you're pouring a lot of energy into, and it's really cool to see them growing and like producing some very fulfilling results.
Yeah, I mean, we put just as much work, you know, into writing a paper as we do preparing a podcast.
Exactly.
The same amount of research goes into it, the same amount of conversation with a scholar goes into it, and, you know, learning all of that information and providing it to your audience in a way that everybody can understand, you know, is a form of research and study and presentation that's not just written on paper.
Yeah.
That's why podcasts are important.
Yeah. Where can people find you?
People can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat at Daniel H. Kwan. That's Daniel H. K-W-A-N. They can learn more about me at danielhkwan.com. And of course, find the Curiosity in Focus podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and at curiosityinfocus.com.
Excellent. Thank you so much for this segment.
Oh, thank you.
That's it for this episode of ARC 365. Please share this episode on your social media sites so others can have fun and learn about archaeology too. Please consider a donation to ARC 365 by sponsoring an episode for just $35. You can find the sponsor page at www.archaeologypodcastnetwork.com/sponsor-ARC-365. Thanks and have a great 2017 with the Archaeology Podcast Network. The song Storm Diggin' was written, performed, and recorded by Steve Webster.
This has been a presentation of the Archaeology Podcast Network. Visit us on the web for show notes and other podcasts at www.archaeologypodcastnetwork.com. Contact us at chris@archaeologypodcastnetwork.com.